Local naturalists are studying the concrete canyon of San Francisco's Market Street downtown as a habitat that seems to attract butterflies and other wildlife. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel tagged along for an urban insect census.
Liam O'Brien says sometimes he gets funny looks on his commute.
I mean, everybody's going into the downtown, and I'm carrying a butterfly net on Muni at 8 a.m. Like, yeah, I'm an urban lepidopterist.
O'Brien is documenting butterflies and other insects on Market Street with Amber Hasselbring. The two got a small grant for the project.
There we go, right here, tiger swallowtail.
All right.
That's the butterfly that sparked the project.
They're big yellow butterflies with black tiger stripes down the center.
Hasselbring says they're common in urban areas, but Market Street may be especially fitting for them because it resembles their natural habitat in surprising ways.
The canyon of the tall buildings plus the trees on both sides makes it look enough like a river.
So they fly up and down Market like they'd fly through a canyon. The tiger swallowtails got O'Brien and Hasselbring curious about what else is here. Now they're keeping track of more insects and other pollinators on Market and nearby parks.
We've seen a lot of dragonflies, tons of hummingbirds, a lot of different bee species, quite a few different flies, and moths, along with some other butterflies.
We're probably the only field people in the country right now doing field work at One Sampson and Market.
O'Brien and Hasselbring hope city planners will use the data they're collecting and consider the birds and the bugs when it eventually comes time to redesign Market Street. Meanwhile, until the end of tiger swallowtail season in October, the two will be out with butterfly nets and cameras.
Oh my God, a little blue butterfly.
Oh my God.
It's an echo blue butterfly in a park near Market Street, the first time they've seen one in the downtown urban core. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.